Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to Boom Business here on CannabisRadio.com. Thank you all for joining us wherever you find the program, whether it might be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, most other platforms. We are powered by the Buzz CRM, ready to stop the marketing madness. Dive deep. I'm saying a deep dive and find out more about the Buzz CRM's revolutionary capabilities with our exclusive Under the Hood webinars. We're pulling back the curtain to show you exactly how our 500-plus marketing tools, AI-powered automation, and personalized workflows can transform your business. It'll handle your emails, social media 24/7, nurturing leads with customized automation. Have a sales team at your fingertips, just like that virtually, to get on every call, text, email, etc. You can go and find out more about this. And if you don't need the webinar, you don't need to go and find out more about that. You want to just go into that low barrier entry, get rid of all those managing subscriptions and so much more, then just go right to the website, thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com, and learn more and go in and find out for yourself why you don't need all those extra logins. Come on, you have all these extra logins. So many other people that are involved into trying to go and find out more, get more work done on your platform, get it all in one. If you can find all in one end all be all resource, this is it right here. TheBuzzCRM.com. Find out more today. With me right now is a guest that's been on several times here on Blunt Business and Grassroots Marketing. Going back into my outlines from the past, going back to 2019 when I first interviewed this guest, we talked about, and I referenced a Green Entrepreneur article mentioning that $80 per an eighth of a jar, a Golden State is like the Maybach of marijuana. So at that time, going back to years ago, it's the founder of Golden State, a Golden State, and now of Phases. We're going to talk more about that here on the program today. He is a prominent figure in California's cannabis scene and has carved out a distinct niche in the competitive market. From Wall Street to world-class cannabis cultivation, coupled with a strong stance on sustainability and social equity, he provides fertile ground for an in-depth discussion here. And here we're going to go and talk with the founder of A Golden State and Phases, Nishant Reddy. Nishant, thanks for being back on with us.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me. It's been a minute, so I'm excited to be back and connect.
Been a little bit, but you know what? It's one of those things where we had always had more possible chances to go meet up, but it's always been like the schedules have always had to kind of like align together, but it did today, and I'm glad to go and say that it did. 100%. So we've discussed the Golden State on the program, but now we have Phases and the Exceptional Flower, but now with the market rapidly evolving, Phases is now exploring vaporizers, edibles, and infused pre-rolls. So tell me about the ethos of quality that the Phases brand has and the specific mood targeting translating to the new formats. So expanding the product line.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think our philosophy has always been centered around, you know, we were purveyors of the best cannabis you could find in the recreational market, right? Now, with that being said, I'm very empathetic to the fact that like price should not be a barrier for people to enjoy superior quality cannabis, right? I think anybody partaking in cannabis should have the knowledge and the education to know that not all cannabis is created equal, and you should opt for the best cannabis that you can afford, right? If you truly love your cannabis experience. So I think over time, we just saw that a Golden State stands on its own. There's no second to Golden State. It is what it is. But with that being said, to your point, not everybody can afford to spend $65, $70, $80 an eighth pre-tax, right? And I'm not saying that those prices aren't justified, because they are, But I'm saying that what we wanted to do was create other platforms within our House of Flower where we could attract people at more approachable price points and also give them a conduit to, you know, enhance their palate, learn more, experience exotic cannabis. And then, you know, hopefully over time, they themselves graduate to the more exotic stuff, the golden states of the world and so forth and so on.
Now, one of the other areas we want to talk about is the fact that you actually now have opened a flagship store and that that consumer experience, direct feedback from the physical space is really the helping. It's the real word of mouth, that person to person, to work on brand strategy, product development. And tell me about the experience of having this new retail footprint and how it might expand. And looking at, you know, if there's at some point we get changes with interstate commerce, federal regulation. What do you see right now as to what the retail footprint has done for you so far, and where would you go with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we just really believe that we can, you know, not being cocky, man. It's just that we care. We care. We know the plant. We know the industry. We're cultivators. We're connoisseurs at heart, you know. And I think a lot of people in this space just don't come at it with that level of expertise and passion. Therefore, what they try to do generally is a swing and a miss, if you will, right? And so for us getting into the retail space, it really was an opportunity for us to make the brands come to life, to allow a customer to step into the world of a golden state and truly experience what is premium cannabis. And so our dispensary is quite unique, right? You know, it's got a centerpiece glass wall that looks into one of our cultivation rooms. You know, you're literally seeing the best cannabis in the state of California being grown in front of you. You have an opportunity to buy the freshest cannabis in the entire state. You have a team that's been hand selected, that loves cannabis, knows cannabis, has been hand trained by, you know, the expert within our company to really guide a consumer on their cannabis experience, not just say, hey, this is what I use, so this is what you use. It's more, okay, what are you looking for? Who are you? What's your demographic? What are you trying to solve? And let me be your Sherpa, if you will, and take you on this really amazing spiritual cannabis journey. And here's a store that, you know, we're very selective about what we curate. It's not just about our own brands, but it's about showcasing the very best of what's happening in this state and giving someone a really special environment where they can, you know, find all of those great products that they're looking for and, you know, enhance their life, if you will.
I want to come back. We're going to just go to a break a little bit early because I want to go and talk about what's going on with the California market. There's been a lot of changes going on in terms of the compliance issues. Some good and some bad. We're going to go talk about more with Nishant Reddy, founder of A Golden State and Phases. Website is agoldenstate.com, agoldenstate.com. Take a look at that as we go to commercial break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm here with Nishant Reddy, founder of A Golden State.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
And phases. No, we could always talk about the investment area and the financial acumen you have here, but we'll focus specifically on the product brand, the brands and all for this one in particular, because we've always gone back to that. But in this part, there's a lot more to be said in terms of California where you're based. So we have now issues when it comes to compliance, because Metric is being, you know, under attack right now for compliance issues that they're supposedly facilitating illegal diversion of cannabis products, that they're ignoring substantial compliance violations. So we're hearing about that. Also, same thing goes in Oregon. While in the meantime, Governor Newsom right now, who is looking to maybe do a presidential run in 2028, that's been announced, also saying that he's having there's been a compliance and crackdown on intoxicating hemp products. So they're, you know, pumping the chest about that. All these things going on. But what I want to ask from you is now, you know, the shifts in consumer behavior, increased competition, and all these issues right now when it comes to what the market is right now. You know, we have all these compliance issues, but also the issues with taxing. So much volatility going on. What is it about the market dynamics that you have been able to go and do to continue to make a golden state and phase is still profitable and still working well in this environment? Because it's got to be tough.
Yeah, listen, I mean, let's talk about the macro first, man. I mean, you know, California is still doing something like $360 million in sales, but year over year, California is down 14%. You know, let's just stop there. Why is the largest legal market in the world down 14% when it's not even 10 years old? Like, it should be going hockey stick to the right every single year, right? Ask anybody in the alcohol business. They'll tell you alcohol sales are down, you know, nationwide. So why in California are our cannabis sales down? You know, if that's not a reflection of on the state, the tax infrastructure, the regulatory infrastructure, what is, right? Because it's not that we don't have great products. It's not that we don't have great brands or innovators or cultivators or, you know, concentration makers or whatever. It's the fact that the consumer is getting burnt, the retailer is getting burnt, the cultivator is getting burnt. And, you know, you're charging people way too much money for this product, right? There's an oversupply of product, you know, all of these type of stuff. When I compare that to New Jersey, you know, New Jersey's year over year growth is 15%. I just read an article this morning that New York is up like 150% year over year. So it's like other states are getting it right. Yes, they're a little bit newer to the game than we are, but there is absolutely no excuse for California to be down year over year at this inning of the overall iteration of legalization, right? Now, with that being said, my brands are up 25% year over year over the last 2 years. And so you asked a great question. What do I think that is from? Obviously, as you said, my brands are not the cheapest, right? By any means, but we truly focus on quality. And so I think what you're seeing is both the retailers, the bud tenders, the staff, they're tired of, you know, subscribing to crap products. You know, there's so many brands that have been around over the last 6, 7, 8 years that their quality is just tanked. You know, they're getting busted for heavy metals. They're getting busted for false THC percentages. They're getting busted for aspergillus and all these other things. And, you know, you really don't have consistency or brand equity at those levels. And then I think what's happening is a lot of the brains behind those companies are burnt and out of the game. You know, their cultivators are no longer in the game and stuff. So you're not seeing that same quality behind those brands that maybe you did 5 years ago. And I think for us, people are seeing consistent quality and you're seeing our product get better and better and better. You know, we launched 5 new strains over the last half year. 5 of those strains are in our top 7 overall strains of all time. And so, you know, you're seeing us win multiple cannabis cups and breeders cups and stuff like that. And so I think what you're seeing is the price isn't scaring people because they're comfortable knowing that they're getting really high quality for that price. And at the end of the day, they're investing in their experience and they want the best and they know they're going to consistently get that, whether it's from phases or Golden State or anything else we create.
Right. I'm trying to remember where it was in particular that a Golden State is a base when it comes to which county. I forget if it was Mendocino or Humboldt. Help me out with that.
Yeah, we're up in Redding and Shasta.
Okay. And I remember that for the most part, we were talking a lot about when it comes to the quality of the cannabis products that you have, it's because of how it's grown, you know, the snow melting from Mount Shasta. There was all these things we were talking about last time, and at least in previous interviews. And then the other part was looking at what other markets are getting right now and the kind of help they're getting with help for their, for, so they, or at least there's some help in terms of, let's say with Mendocino County, they're getting some state help. The state's trying to help out in some respects for some of these growers in particular areas to help in that quality, to help in just to keep companies afloat. But at the same time, you know, they have the illicit market they're worrying about with, you know, if you had to go and point out a couple of things right now that could be, and we talked to other companies here that talk about California and the issues that they have, like you said, what are some of the things they could do right now to shore up to get that revenue to go back up? Because again, like you said, there should be much more revenue and California should be asking for more tax revenue.
So I'll give you a funny story, man. I mean, so we are based, some of our operations are based in Redding, California. Yeah. One of our retail stores is based in Redding, California. Redding, California has one of the lowest sales taxes in the entire state of California.
Yeah.
So over the last 5 years, by having that hyper low sales tax, their budget fell to a deficit of like $5 or $10 million because they're not appropriately taxing, you know, a coffee sale, a t-shirt sale, any type of sale, right? As a result of that, this 2 months ago, what they tried to do was increase cannabis tax to 30 something percent to try to get cannabis to pay for the shortfall of the rest of the budget. I mean, it doesn't make any mathematical sense. Like, if you were in actually doing your job, you would just do an audit of the entire state and say, why is our sales tax, you know, whatever percentage less than the average of California? Clearly, that's why we're at this multi-million dollar budget deficit. How can we then, in a predatory way, tax this tiny cannabis industry and think that it's going to survive and pay for this deficit, right? And so a large number of operators in the area went to this town hall meeting and they petitioned the city council. And the city council said, hey, you guys are out of control. I can put a 33% tax on this if I want to. That's literally what they said. It was insane, man. And so luckily, they split the baby and I think they raised the tax to 7 or 10% or something like that. But dude, it's prohibitively expensive, man. And it just doesn't make any logical sense. Like taxing cannabis because you screwed up your budget because your sales tax was too low for 5 years or 10 years. That's not the answer. Like, in essence, what you're trying to do is put the cannabis business out of business and then saying, hey, you guys are invincible. Why? Like, why are we invincible, man? We're getting taxed by the Fed, the states, now the local government. So then when you look at that 15% year over year decline in sales in California, if you're a consumer in the Redding market, you're going to be there like, why the hell am I buying this legal cannabis that just went up by whatever, you know, 20 basis points in tax? Like, that's too expensive. I can't afford it. I'd rather just call my friend who grows in the hills.
Yeah. But Dalti, you know, cannabis is a great alignment with what's going on in Hollywood. I mean, I follow on one of the other podcasts, the film industry, and there's no tax incentives, no tax credits. The governor's trying to go put something else now, but still, look at how much has left Hollywood in terms of, like, I mean, COVID was obviously a factor to that, but still, so much shooting right now is being done because there are so many tax incentives and credits being saved to go shoot in British Columbia, yeah. Go shoot in Georgia, go shoot in, you know, Louisiana. And they're doing it because even though the hubs, the studios are always based here, you can't shoot anything here because the increase constantly, plus the strike that happened last year with the directors and actors, doesn't help with that either. So they're not ready to go ahead and, you know, consider any underlying factors. They're looking at what tax revenue they can come in, but it's like they have no consideration for the state in terms of that. And cannabis and film almost feel like are in lockstep because it's the same kind of tax issue.
Yeah, it's insane because you have these two homegrown industries that are quintessentially California that you should be supporting because they would blow the top on terms of job creation and tax revenue in the state. But here we are kind of strangleholding both of them. And so I don't know, man. And then, you know, you mentioned like Newsom running for president. I mean, it makes me just think about how incompetent the guy is, right? Like, yeah. Not getting overly political, but it's a tough industry, man. I was talking to my business partner this morning and I was just like, listen, like when I'm looking at every other state even if they're screwing it up, they're getting it somewhat right compared to what we're doing here. It's really hard the year after year survive in California. Like, every possible thing that could be thrown at you to make it impossible to survive or harder is being thrown at you. And then you're asking the consumer to play ball. It's not fair.
No. And also, when it comes to whichever cannabis program, adult use program there is in whichever state, look, in East Coast is going to be different than West Coast. But it's also like we have other states that are coming in to be greenlit to become, you know, adult use. Pennsylvania was an example. We do a show, Planting Seeds, are going to talk about that. We're just talking about the fact that there was a house bill that was put in front for adult use. But again, they had to go and apply and research what other states are doing on the same thing. So they're not going to do what California does. They want to do more what Colorado does. They don't want to do what New York does. They might do more what New Jersey does. It's one of those things where it can be done correctly, but it's also like, where are the incentives to bring this here? Because the markets themselves, when it comes to California and New York, potential is infinite. But I don't understand what the government folks here don't understand that part and why they make it so difficult.
Yeah. And I think, like, listen, when you compare that to what's happening, you know, we're kind of dancing around this recessionary environment. We're in a high tariff environment. You know, we've kind of been in like a couple cycles of layoffs and downturn in terms of the job market. Listen, and now you're taxing people's weed higher than it's ever been. It's hard for them to stomach it because their pocketbook is getting squeezed everywhere you look, right? And we always talk about, you know, is cannabis recession proof, like alcohol or something like that? And yes, I do believe because it's such a medicinal consumable good, people who love cannabis, it's a part of their life. But at the end of the day, we still got to pay our phone bill. We still got to buy groceries. We still got to put gas in our cars and take care of our children and our family. And at some point, every citizen has to make a choice of where am I going to cut my spending, right? And that's what you're seeing is even if you look at, you know, Headset data and stuff like that, the state is making California a price-sensitive market, right, when in reality, California is the last market that should ever be price-sensitive for anything. We pay $5 a gallon for gas. You know, like, we're trained to spend more money here, but you're adding gasoline to a fire and you're forcing the consumer to move down stack versus actually invest in better quality products because now you're adding these huge tax bills on top of it and it's just becoming prohibitively expensive. So going back to your earlier question, that wasn't the main motivator for us. But what has in essence happened is, you know, we view our company like Volkswagen or something like that, where, you know, Volkswagen owns Audi and Porsche and Bugatti and Bentley and Lamborghini.
Right.
But, you know, most people will never afford those other brands. They'll probably be a Volkswagen buyer their whole lives. And maybe one day they buy an Audi A4, or that's their aspiration or something like that. But it doesn't matter what brand you're buying in that portfolio. You're buying a wonderfully built, German engineered, incredible car. And they're giving you a platform where you have aspiration ability to move to the more luxurious brands if you're able to, and if it's a priority in your life, right? And then the company also gets the economies of scale. And you know that no matter what you buy from Volkswagen, you're getting a superior product. And so what we're really doing is building that in cannabis. And so if a Golden State really is up here in the upper right quadrant, we know that not everybody can afford it. And even if they can afford it, it may not be the thing that they prioritize at that price point in their life. And so what we're doing with Phases, with Smack Studios, is delivering superior quality at those right intersections of price and quality ratio. And so therefore, with all these things we're talking about, whether it's tax, recession, tariffs, et cetera, it goes back to my earlier sentiment that I don't think price should prohibit people from experiencing superior cannabis. I think superior cannabis is a way of life. You know, you shouldn't be smoking swag, right? Like, you shouldn't be smoking, you know, untested, heavy metal, pesticide cannabis. Like, it all correlates to the type of high in the experience you get. And so that's why I think you're seeing the type of success you are with our brands, because we're giving people the optionality to anchor where they choose to anchor despite price. And no matter what they choose, if it's coming from us, it's high quality.
Right. And look, the state of California, they can also justify the fact that, well, we're getting all this taxation from you because, well, we are taking care of the illicit market. We got $534 million of cannabis off the streets illicitly. We took care of that. And, you know, here's the other part. Well, we had, you know, all these recalls. We had product embargoes. We're cracking down on everything. Okay, but you know what? I bet people would rather just have the tax money back. It just, to be honest, I think that would almost justify itself instead of thinking, well, we're doing this for you. We don't need you to do this. Just give us the money that we need to go and continue to operate and keep our prices down.
Yeah. Keep our prices down. Like, don't hurt the consumer because then you're only hurting the retailer. And then, like I told you, what we saw in Reading, now you're trying to tax the retailer and the cultivator even more because you screwed up your other budget, right? It doesn't make sense. And at some point, you're going to make everybody go out of business. Like, people just can't keep their doors open at an incentive level that makes sense when you keep operating that way. So I think, you know, when I, going back, like, it's, to me, it's laughable when I hear a guy like Newsom being like, I want to run for president, right? Because it's like, clean up the problems in your home state, man. There's a lot of shit you could focus on here before you go on a national platform. So I don't know, like, I find myself frustrated, if I'm honest with you, brother. Like, it's just like, I'm an eternal optimist, and I'm very proud of the company we built, and I'm very proud of our year over year profitability. And, you know, like I said, sales are up 25% over the last 2 years, you know, 25 each year. But man, I feel like I'm succeeding with like one arm tied behind my back every single day. Right.
Right.
And every year, you know, even when I talked to you last time, you're like, okay, are things going to get better? Yeah, hopefully they're going to get better. But it's like, how many more conversations do we need to have like this before somebody wakes up, you know? Right. And you see these smaller states that came to the game so much later, and they're getting it right.
Exactly. We're going to go to commercial break. We're going to get off this part here. We're going to get back into the Golden State phases. Yeah. And you brought up Smack Studios. I don't know about that when I was doing my research. We're going to ask you about that. You're going to give me all that new information on it. So I'm here again with The Shot Ready, founder of A Golden State and Phases. Let's talk more about products and the good stuff coming up after a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Final questions with Nashant Reddy here in Blunt Business, a founder of A Golden State and Phases. The website is agoldenstate.com. Also, make sure to go and check out what they're doing in terms of products and where you're going to find out where you can find their products in California and so many products that are out there. So let's real quickly tell me, let's just go into the website itself and talk about, you know, what you have in terms of a lot of great products. You know, you can, we have vaporizers, we have eights, pre-rolls, so much more. Tell me about some of the things you brought to market as of recently and what's been really standing out.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got a lot happening in terms of the innovation pipeline. Like I said, we're constantly delivering new strains. At this point, about 99.9% of our genetics are proprietary across all the brands. We've been winning multiple cups every single year. And so this year, I think we've got a lot coming on. We've got, you know, edibles coming into the market. We've got new vaporizers for the Phases brand. We've got infused pre-rolls for the Phases brand. You know, and if you look at data, you know, you're seeing both infused pre-rolls and vaporizers climb into the number two and the number three overall sales categories within the state, right? Only behind flower. And you're seeing edibles drop to like number five behind pre-rolls. And so quite interesting, right? So we're following the trends. We're seeing what people want. And I think, you know, I think this goes back to like what we said, man, even if you look at vaporizers, if you look at the majority of vaporizer sales in the state, it's like cheaper quality vaporizers. It's still distillate based predominant vaporizers. You know, people are price sensitive. So we're trying to disrupt that and get people into superior products. But we also understand that, you know, the large majority of the demographic is not ready to pay the prices for something like solventless vaporizers in mass, you know? And again, it's just price sensitive, you know? If you look at some of the largest solventless brands in the state, they're only in between 50 to 70 shops in the entire state. You know, that's tiny compared to the overall California market. And so that's where for something like a Golden State, it's a little bit limiting, right? With where Golden State lives, I could only really do solventless products if I were to release a vaporizer. Right. But the sales data don't justify me doing that in today's iteration. I believe that the market needs more education to understand why solventless products are superior and therefore need to then justify spending the money. But like we talked about, if everything makes it hard for them to spend that money because taxes, whatever, then there's only so much I can do there, right? I can't control that, right? But yeah, so there's a lot of product innovation coming out with phases. And a large part of that is because I just have, I have more mobility in terms of what I can innovate with the phases brand, what price points I can target, as well as having a nice balance of what the input materials are to then yield the highest quality products at the right price point.
Right. Now, and I may mention, and I said it was recent that you opened up the flagship store in Reading itself. So now it's been there. It's now celebrating over a year of existence, and you've had it there. And it's amazing to go and take a look and see what you can do and have it right there, right from the cultivator, as close as you can get, to let people go and check it out. And tell me about the fact that you were able to bring this here, now have the products available in over 300 stores statewide, and so much more you're doing with it. So tell me more about just what it is about the products and how they can get their hands on it and what they should be looking out for. I mean, obviously, I also see there's a lot of, see, Buddhist actually just made the recent review for one of your flowers. It's like people are really still talking a lot about Golden State, the quality and the accessibility.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And that Buddhist article was amazing. Like, they were super kind to us. And I think what you're seeing is the people who know are still saying there's nobody doing what we're doing in the game, right? Year after year, we're producing the best quality product, the most exotics, the most unique flavor profiles. And so, again, like, at the end of the day, those are the compliments we're looking for. And it makes me really proud that regardless of the scale that we're at and the fact that we truly are a commercial operator at this point, nothing has slipped in terms of product quality, brand equity, and kind of like dedication to the consumer. You know, and like you said about the retail experience, it's allowing someone to really step into our world, whether it's from the design to the curation, the knowledge of our staff, seeing what our grows looks like, right? And again, you're able to just like get the freshest product as soon as it's harvested, dried, cured, trimmed, it's on those shelves. And so like, if you're a connoisseur that likes that, you're not getting a fresher jar in the entire state of California, you know? And I think what's unique is Reading has an average household income of like $70,000. And 55% of what we sell in our store is our own brands. And as we talked about, our brands are some of the, if not the most expensive in the state. And that just tells you, like, again, in a market like Reading, there's a high cannabis IQ. People know what quality is. People want quality. They value premium cannabis in their life. And at a store like ours, they're getting the information and the education from our retail staff. And you're seeing 55% of total sales in our store are our own brands, right? And that just tells you, like, the rest of the state could be doing numbers like this if the rest of the state was getting it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. If people can get their way to Redding, California, go ahead and, you know, make a trip from Sacramento and just go and make the long drive into Redding to go and find out. Because, again, the experience of being there to see the product being done, your head of cultivation actually calling it a brewery type experience when it comes to just being able to go and see the see being made and being able to get one of the freshest jars you could possibly get. Really great stuff. So I'm glad we got a chance to go and catch back up. It's been a while. So there's quite a bit we had to go and cover from this. And I didn't hear what Smack City is. And like I said, I was looking for, give me what that's all about. I do not know what's on it.
So Smack is a new brand we're releasing. It's releasing this coming June. It's already sold out. We're launching in 55 stores throughout the state. The initial release sold out 2 months ago because there's so much excitement about it. This brand is going to be the reimagination of what hype is in the space. You know, unique genetics broken into, you know, candies, gas, and then sativa. You know, and so really flexing in terms of what the hype market and the trap market like to see. We'll be launching anywhere between 5 to 6 strains. And what's really cool about this brand also is that, again, it's that perfect intersection of quality and value, right? So this is the heavy consumer, everyday user. They love weed. They know weed. But here's an opportunity because no one's going to be able to bring them better quality weed at that price point than we are. Because again, the fact that we're full vertical, the fact that our genetics are proprietary, the fact that I can keep my cost of goods down and pass those savings directly to the consumer so that they're getting a better bag at $30 than anything else the state of California has ever seen. The other really cool thing is, We partnered with numerous comic book and pop artists, well-known comic book and pop artists, you know, type of people you'd see at Comic-Con or doing movie posters and stuff like that, that have quite a bit of a viral following themselves. And, you know, as you can probably imagine, these guys generally love weed as well. And so they're doing all of the artwork for the brand. So it's almost like a collectible comic inspired brand coming to life. That's reimagining hype and really reintroducing the best possible product that you can buy in that $30 to $35 price point.
Fantastic. From all the environment that's dealing with right now, to try to keep a good price out there, to give access to great quality cannabis like you're doing right now with a Golden State phase and the Smack Studios, really great stuff. So agoldenstate.com obviously is the main website to go and look for store locator, to look at all the different strains, whether it's hybrids, sativa, or indicates. And what about phases and Smack Studios? Where can people kind of learn about those particular?
PhasesEffects.com. So PhasesEffects.com. Mm-hmm. Same for the Instagram. And then SmackStudios.com. And the IG is just Smack Studios as well.
All right. Fantastic. Nishant Reddy, founder of A Golden State and Phases and Smack Studios. Thank you for being all of this. We're glad to go and get you back on once again, as always. And, you know, John and the team that you have that reaches out to us all the time, we always get to hear about all the stories that are going on. Glad we finally got a chance to go and realign once again. We'll do this again really soon. Thanks for taking time out.
Hey, I really appreciate the opportunity, man. Glad to see you're doing well and talk soon.
Thank you again. And thank you, listeners, for listening to Another Blunt Business. We'll talk to you next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.